This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
It's often said that basketball is a religion in Kentucky. So what might that mean for the historic matchup tonight between the Cats and the Cards? Josh James has this look at the philosophy behind a bluegrass obsession.
It may not be the apocalypse, but Center Professor David Hall, whose course, Basketball as Religion, garnered national attention in 2004, says something big is certainly brewing in Big Blue Nation.
Battle of religions, obviously.
Hall says it's no surprise basketball and religion often come up in the same sentence, and one need not look too hard for examples. Howard Feynman, senior politics editor for the Huffington Post, has called this Saturday's game Armageddon catered by KFC and likened it to a battle between Jesus and Moses. One Louisville official put it in even more blunt terms, saying it's good versus evil. Hall says all the religious language is no coincidence. When he looks out at the crowd at a sporting event, he can't help but notice some similarities.
The manner in which people sort of align themselves with their teams, wear sporting colors and engaged in various sorts of the sort of regular chants that go on during the game actually look a lot like ritual chant, and the donning of vestments and so on.
And Hall isn't alone. Jerry Walls is professor of philosophy at Houston Baptist University and co-editor of Basketball and Philosophy and author of Wisdom from the Hardwood. To him, a frenzied crowd of UK fans brings to mind a quote from a man some consider a founder of existentialism.
So Thorin Kierkegaard, the famous Danish 19th century philosopher, made the claim that what really matters most about religious faith is a kind of passion, and not just any kind of a passion, but, as he put it, it's a passion of the greatest possible intensity.
But Walls points out that basketball and religion share more than just passion. They both have a narrative, high and low points, along with heroes and villains. Basketball can even provide a sense of structure to fans' lives.
It's got its Holy Week, i.e. the tournament. And if you win, it's like Easter, right?
As for Kentucky's attachment to basketball, Walls says it's not just about winning, but also the history behind the sport.
There's this natural affinity between reason, religion, and round ball that goes all the way back to the very beginning of the game.
Call it basketball's creation story. Walls notes that legendary UK coach Adolph Rupp provides an interesting connection to the game's past.
When Rupp was at Kansas as a player, he got to know James Naismith, the man who founded the game. And by the way, speaking of religion and basketball, a lot of people may not know that the guy who invented the game, Naismith, was a Presbyterian minister.
For Walls, it's these deep roots, combined with a tradition of excellence, that explain basketball's hallowed place in Kentucky culture. And what advice would a philosophy professor have for the players and fans tonight? Walls says these words of wisdom.
Play your best. Enjoy the game. Enjoy being part of something historic. Make great memories. But keep in mind that life is a lot longer and bigger than basketball.
Josh James, WUKY News.